Hello.
Hey, Mahendra, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. You guys are working today, huh?
Yeah, we are working today. We are just in the office for like a couple of hours, okay, not the full day. But we need to update the clients about the work, so that is the reason we have come to the office.
In fact,
today.
I'm right now at that. Now let me see. I just opened the computer, and I was saying, okay. Now, you got my thing, right?
Yeah, I've got your thing. The developer will be doing the changes tomorrow because the production is not here today. Only we are
sure.
Here.
Sure. Okay, I didn't expect you guys today anyway, so no problem.
No problem. However, you were concerned about the migration and the shipping of how to integrate the shipping in the website, right?
Right.
Not
only that, we also were worried about privacy laws, you know.
Yeah, sure. I will be sending you the draft today about the privacy. Okay, yeah, so that you can have an idea about the privacy terms. However, I am transferring a call to my concerned department. Okay, and they will be guiding you about the migration and the shipping both. Okay?
Okay. Are you doing that right now?
Yes, I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Let me go to the website too.
Sure.
Mean, not only that. Okay. Okay. See, now on the home. Okay. Okay, so home is from first time ever we present the Patel history. Okay, that's good. Oh, get it now. Okay, now when you say get it now, there's nothing happens.
Because right now, as I told you, that
connected.
Once we start development of the website, okay, at that time the hyperlinks are attached on the back end, and then every link will start working. Okay, right now you might see that there are some links which are not working. So every
correct.
Yeah. And when you scroll down, you see that I've got the chapters uploaded too. Okay, then there are the pictures of the Patel history.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Those names are good. They come out good.
Mm-hmm.
My bio that is, you know, the other books by the author.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you know there's a lot of blank space here.
What we can do, we can add something over here.
Yeah, you can, and you can reduce the book sizes a little bit because I'm not highlighting that. If somebody wants to order that book, I don't have the copies.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll reduce.
So you can reduce it to the half the size, and then the page. I can send you some of my articles that I wrote for newspapers.
Yeah, sure. We can add that on the website because we have a wide space. Okay.
Sure. No. All right, that, and then what else? And don't miss your future update, but get subscribed and okay. Now here, don't you think I says order the book, order the Patel book now. Can we do that instead?
I've done that on the contact page. If you go on the contact us page.
Okay, let me see. Let me go to the contact. Contact, okay. Contact us.
So now
but
you see that there, on the contact us page, there's a button which says order the Patel book now.
Oh, okay, order the Patel book now. Okay, if I press it, nothing happens, right? Yes,
It takes you to the shop page, okay, where people
can
add the book to the cart and then they can proceed to check out.
Okay. And then, I do have the GoDaddy website all ready to go.
Yeah, sure. So that is the reason I'm transferring your call. Okay. So we are almost done with the website. Okay. They will be guiding you about the migration and the shipping. And then you can go ahead and migrate the website to our server and make it live. Okay.
And now another thing that I also have the website like Trailblazer Publishing and the Patel Hotel Book. So if somebody wants to go to the Patel Hotel Book, they can get my website. How can you connect that?
Yeah, what we'll do is that we will be pointing the domain to the hosting server first, okay? And they can simply search Patel Book Hotel History.com and they will be going to the website, okay? So that's not a big issue. However, I will be needing the username and the password of your GoDaddy so that we can go ahead and make your website live and upload the files of our okay. website on your server, and then we can make it live.
Okay. I think my son is here, and he is the one who has set up. I'll give the phone to him. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me your guys. Hold on.
Sure.
And I'll get my son to help out.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, finally it's coming to end, and that's like if I have to advertise in the Facebook, and how do I do that? Hello? Hey, Parthiv, can you come here? Those guys are here. The website guys are up. And he just wants to connect with the GoDaddy. Come. Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is Jason from Orbit Design Agency. Am I speaking with Mahindra?
Hello, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How's your day going today?
Well, today's a holiday here in America.
I hope you were enjoying as well.
Well, it's a nice weather, so it's good.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, perfect. So how's everything going with the website? And I do see the progress on your website, which is almost done with the work, right?
I'm sorry?
I do see the progress on your website, and I've just checked your website. Is work is almost completed, right?
Okay, yeah. So we need to migrate it to our GoDaddy page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have bought the managed WordPress hosting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, how can we do that?
Yeah, just for to migrating your data to your own particular server, which you basically purchased with GoDaddy. So what we can do, we can go ahead and store all the source file of your website.
Okay.
And once you provide us with the login credentials of your GoDaddy account, we can go ahead and migrate it, the all source file, to your own particular server. So this is something...
Sure.
Which takes us additional development hours to get your website migrated to your own particular server. And as well as I am just reviewing the message which you basically mentioned on the teamwork to Peter, that you would like to use this Square to accept the payments, right?
Yeah, we're going to use Square. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So you already provided us with the credentials for your Square accounts?
No. Or we can do that ourselves, right? Once you migrate it over, I think you just have to set the connection up, right? And then we can log in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are go ahead and integrate your merchant to your own?
No, I think you just have to create the connection, right, to Square, and then we will create the login. I mean, we will set up the login to Square ourselves.
Yeah, like how this basically integrated. Like, let's say you're using the Square to take the payment. So what you need to do, you just need to create your business account on Square and provide us
with
the login.
Yeah, we already did that, yeah.
And provide us with the login details. So once you send us the login details, we can go ahead and integrate your Square account with the website with the help of one plugin, which help your user to take the payments easily through your account. And as well as on website, like for the online businesses, there is a one security plugin, which is PCI DSS, which is basically the secured plugin for those who are basically taking the payments through website.
Sure. Yeah, no,
and that is for those who are basically putting out their card information on the website. So this needs to be done as a mandatory process for all the online users who are taking the payments on their website.
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. So I think that's fine. We can set that up too.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to at least create the plugin, and then I think we can link it to our Square account?
Yes, sir. The one more thing which I would like to discuss with you, and you already mentioned that you would like to add the shipping merchant as well, which is basically calculating your shipping amount along with the pricing for that. So may I know what shipping merchant you're going to use to ship your orders to the customer?
Yeah, we have to figure that out still. I think I just want to be able to add another line item for shipping. Maybe it will be flat rate shipping.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible to create a second line? So let's say a person purchases, buys a, you know, one book, then is there a way to add another line item for automatically for shipping?
Yeah, but for this, like as you said, you guys wanted to add the shipping price automatically when someone purchased book from you, so may I know which merchant you will be using to ship your
book?
Yeah,
I know. So that right now we haven't figured out yet, but it might just be flat rate shipping, like it might just be like $6 or $7 flat rate for U.S.
Can you please confirm me so I can just put this down on your website? On
okay,
checkout
got
page?
It. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah, but everything else looks pretty good. I think the website looks good. I think on the homepage, I think I messaged that when you click the buy now or get it now button, it doesn't. Oh, what happened to it?
Yeah,
oh,
it doesn't take
button.
You
oh.
to the checkout page, right?
It doesn't take you to the checkout page, yeah.
Yes, sir. So I think I'm talking to the son of Mahinder, right?
Yes, I'm the son,
okay,
yes.
Perfect, sir. So I do have a discussion with Mahinder as well before. I asked him to provide me with the credentials of their hosting account because once we got the hosting credentials, then
yes.
we can go ahead and get their website developed. And
okay, yeah, I can give you the – you need the GoDaddy credentials, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can email you that. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So what you need to do now, like after our call, you just need to provide us with the credential of your GoDaddy account so we can go ahead and store all the files and migrate it to your own particular server.
Perfect.
As well as to integrating your payment merchant, which is Square, and as well as which I just suggested you to secure your account with the security, which I have just shared with you all the details. So this is something which we need to do it as a mandatory process. So this is something which is additional we can do for your website.
Sorry, say that last part.
I'm saying this is something which is additional to migrate your website to your own particular server, and as well as creating the plugin which secured your card information, which you're basically taking with your website.
Okay, or if you just download, if you're just able to share all the files and I can upload it myself, right, into GoDaddy?
Mm-hmm.
If we're able to download all of the web pages, then we can just upload it ourselves into GoDaddy.
If you know how to do it, so you can, because this is something which is not an easy task to upload all the files like the way which you are seeing right now in the screen of the website. Because we need to align it accordingly, according to the storage, according to the each size of the page, according to the space of the storage. So this is something which is not that much easy.
That's
so
fine.
This is why I'm saying, if you can do it professionally, so that would be great for you, for your website as well. Because we will be sending you the files, and once you upload that, so you don't know where the pictures, where the content will be stored.
Okay, that's fine. So you said this is an extra service,
yes,
not
sir.
Included in what we're already paying?
Yes, sir. The migrating the files, and as well as adding the security plugin to secure the card information.
But the security plugin we already purchased, right? It's part of the GoDaddy hosting?
Security plugin, which you purchased, that is for the domain security. And security, which I basically shared with you, that is the payment merchant security, which is PCI.
Oh, I see. Okay, that plugin
that
is extra.
Basically the mandatory process for all the users who are taking the payments through online.
Got it. Okay, that's fine. How much is that?
Okay, like we do have like plans for you. One is for the 3 years, and the second one is for the 5 years, and it's all up to you for how many years you would like to go with.
No, but why do I need to go through you, right? If I can just, why do I need to pay extra for the, I guess what I'm saying is why do I need to pay extra for the merchant plugin, right? Wouldn't I just pay directly for the merchant?
The merchant plugin is free of cost for you. There is nothing you need to pay for the merchant because you already purchased that initially with us. The amount which you basically need to pay, that is for the migration, along with the security for the cards details.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the online store within GoDaddy? I mean,
No, sir. the GoDaddy is the one who is basically providing you with the hosting, the domains, and the WordPress hosting, which you basically purchase from them.
Yeah, but I think I purchased a plan that allows it's an online store plan, right? So it should have the embedded security within it.
It allows you to secure the security for your domain name. Like, let's say if you can pull up any of the website, let's say google.com, so you can see on top of the right-hand corner, you can find out the lock symbol. It means that your domain is secure, right? And for the payment merchant, which I'm saying, we'll be giving you the complete certificate that your website is complete compliance with the PCI DCS security.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I just figured it's part of, you know, the hosting, right? Accepting credit card payments is within the, because I have specifically paid for the plan that has the online store, so it should be included in there. So
the security,
I don't think I need to
the security which they provide you, that is for the storage, the content, the pictures of your website, and as well as the domain name, which I just explained to you. The lock symbol, if you can pull up any of the website, so you can see the lock symbol on top. Like, let's say if you can pull up our website, the demo website, which we are basically sharing with Mr. Mahinder to reviewing the website, so you can see the lock symbol onto the right-hand side corner. It means that your website is storage and the content is secured.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
for
I
now,
mean, you create a page with GoDaddy or Squarespace, it's all part of it, right? You're not paying more to secure the credit cards. I've never heard of this before. If you create a page using Squarespace,
mm-hmm.
Using their ready-made templates, and
mm-hmm.
you select the online store, you're not paying extra to secure the credit card.
Like, it's your the security for the card information, that is your choice. Like, if something happens with any of the card holder with their card information, so you are basically the completely responsible for that. So it's all up to you if you don't want to add that security. So it's all up to you.
That's fine. I think we are secured with the other companies.
Sure.
Part of the website creation is what you finished, what you have done, and I don't think then we need to come back to you for anything else. I think then we are will be connected with Square and GoDaddy, so that's
mm-hmm.
where our next line of operation is.
Sure, sure. So the
yeah,
only
so,
thing which we
oh,
need
now,
to...
Now you integrate part of the your problem, not problem, your job is to integrate everything as you had agreed, and I guess that should be it as far as you are concerned.
So how much just for migrating the website over?
Okay, perfect. Just give me a quick second so I can check the pricing for just the migrating. And along with that, can you please confirm me, like, what package do you guys basically purchase for the WordPress hosting?
It's the managed e-commerce. It's e-commerce managed WordPress. It's the $21 a month type
okay.
of. So it's an e-commerce site, so it should be fine.
It should be fine for the security of your domain name. Like, if you wanted to confirm with GoDaddy, so you can just confirm with them too about this.
Okay, sure.
Perfect. So let me just check the pricing for to migrating the files to your own particular server. Give me a quick second. Okay, so are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you please tell me your name, sir?
I'm sorry?
Can you please tell me your name?
My name is PD, but I don't understand why, I guess I don't understand why migrating would be an added cost. Any website you create is going to link it to your existing, you know, is your existing website, right?
And my friend, look, I am Mahendra. A part of the our website creation is, you know, there are, you look at that, it's a part of it, part of the deal. So
sir,
I don't think we
like,
should be paying anything extra for that.
If you remember, we had a discussion before as well. Like, I told you, like, if you're getting the hosting from somewhere else, so we will definitely going to charge you to migrating your files to your own server. And at that time, you agreed on, yeah, I can go ahead and purchase the hosting from somewhere else, and once the time comes, then I can pay you for the migration of your files.
I never said that. I never said that.
Sir,
you're putting
that
in my mouth.
I have the conversation.
I never said that, my friend. I never said that. But look at that. With the Orbit Agency, our first deal, it is everything is included in that.
Everything.
Look at that.
Everything.
And you guys been trying to get everything, you know, you're trying to get websiting. We don't want it. We told you many times, but you keep insisting.
Yeah, like right now I'm not insisting you to get the hosting server from us because you already got that. As per our discussion before purchasing the hosting server from WordPress, I told you if you're getting the WordPress from somewhere, the hosting from somewhere else, so you should need to pay the additional charge to migrating your files to your own particular server because we need to do the job again for you on your own server just to migrating.
But why? You guys are using GoDaddy yourself. Like, this is a GoDaddy template. So, like, what is there to migrate over, really? You're using a GoDaddy template to create the website. It's a managed work. This is a WordPress. So what is the extra work to move it over? It's not like it's you're using an existing GoDaddy template.
Yeah,
to create
to align all the storage along with the pictures, along with the placement of the words, we need to place it again on that server. So this is why we are charging additional development hours to migrating the files.
We don't want to pay.
So
okay, I think we can do it ourselves.
Sure.
If you can just download the pages for all of us. I mean, you can download every page for us, and then I think we can probably manage
it
ourselves.
Perfect. I can go ahead and help Peter to send you all the source files of your website. So you can just go ahead and add that on your own.
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yep, anything else for me I can help you with?
Yeah, did you get that one thing about adding the cart button at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a buy now button, but is it possible to see, because if someone wanted to just view their cart, is it possible to just add that button at the top?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah, are you with me?
Yes, we're here. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I think it's good. I mean, I think, yeah, shipping we'll have to figure out.
And you know, in the book, the additional book after that, you know, I told Peter to reduce it and we can put some more there things. Just
what are you talking about?
Hold on.
Where?
Right here. There's a lot of space there.
But it's fine. We don't need to add stuff there. I think it's fine.
And connect the Trailblazer with the Patel Horror History. Because the other
We have to do it when we move it over to our site.
So everything is okay?
It has to be moved over to our site first in order to link it.
Okay.
They can't do that. That's what...
Hello? Oh.
Okay, we don't... Okay, just to talk to Peter. Separately.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, who is this? Peter?
This is Jason.
No.
If you say so, I can transfer a call to Peter again.
No. I was just talking to Peter because we have this Trailblazer Publishing as well as Patel Hotel History.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we bought the name.
Mm-hmm. That is your domain name, right?
Yeah, so we, and he told us that he will connect it once we have the names.
But right now you're taking the hosting services from GoDaddy, so they're the one who can help you out to connect your domain name with the hosting server, along with all the source file of your website.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else?
So you guys not going to do it?
No, sir. We don't have, like, any kind of authorities to connect your domain name with your hosting server and add all the source files of your website and place it again onto your own server. So this is something my higher management does not allow me to do it without any additional fee, because we do have developers whom we are paying on an hourly basis for the work.
So what you are thinking of charging?
Like, this is what I was just calculating about the migration fee, but if you and your son just does not allow me to send you the pricing, so
what is the price for my sake, just for my information?
Yeah, just for to integrating your domain name with the hosting server, along with all the files migrated to your own particular server, and place it exactly like the way you're seeing on your website right now. This will going to cost you a one-time fee, which is $350.
How much?
$350.
No.
Which includes the mobile responsiveness of your website as well. It means that we will be creating each slide according to the size of the every mobile phone. Let's say if someone is the iPhone user, so definitely their screen size is according to their iPhone screen. So whenever someone opens your website on iPhone or any Android phone, so the screen size of your website will be reflected according to their screen size automatically. But these three services will include this package.
No, you were charging me $250 for 3 years for the hosting. Now you are asking.
Who,
so I think you...
$250 for the hosting.
Some guy who came in, Morgan or somebody.
I do remember the conversation, because before transferring the call, we just consult with the everything. So we had a discussion about the hosting services, which you are basically having back and forth with the person about the pricing. So the last price which we basically gave you for the hosting service, that is the $400.
Excuse me, you're not updated. You charged me $250 for the first 2 years. I didn't agree because I wanted to go with other company. And he said nothing against you. We didn't want to go. We wanted somebody with a little bit of name. Because we didn't know much about you guys. You guys are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think you are just trying to squeeze some more money out of us, and I don't think that's fair. And I'm not willing to pay you that much.
Sure. How much you are able to afford to get?
See, that's what you're trying to see. That's what you're trying to negotiate, and I don't like that. I don't like that you started with $1,200 and then you came $400, because you lost the credibility right there. So
yeah,
I just don't want that.
Yeah, like it's up to you, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but this is not the way to squeeze more money out of somebody who's been very trying to be very loyal. Yeah. And I told Peter I'll give him the good. So if you want to willing to migrate this, go ahead and migrate that thing, because I thought that was a part of the deal. Because you look at the Orbit we have, we purchased that one, is about 12 items in that. It's, everything is included. And you keep asking more money. And every time I had to tell Peter, I said, this is a part of the, so, okay, we didn't know that.
Everything is included. Like, if you can check the package which you basically purchased from us, so you can just see that the migration is not there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the migration.
Sure.
Yeah. It is all part of the deal, and the one thing you guys need to know that you can't try to start with thousands of dollars and then reduce it to a couple hundred dollars. That's not the best way to get somebody's business, because you lose credibility right there. Your Morgan guy lost credibility with me. He started with 1,800, then came half, and then came one third. That's not a way to do business. And that's what I said. What kind of Orbit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find the Orbit agencies. What I agreed. Go down there. Hold on. Yeah, it's still below. I'm just trying to do that. So I think you guys need to do the complete job and connect everything. So it's all supposed to be all ready. I have never heard that you charge for in the middle. See, here is that. I got about, unlimited revision, online integration, online appointment. Everything is there. You look at it there. So don't try to squeeze more money out of me.
Online,
just do
online integration.
Complete
means,
deployment right there.
Online integrations means your payment merchant integration, your WeCard integration, your appointment integration, which you basically already have it on your website.
Okay, it says live feed for social network integration. Everything is there. Don't think. Can I talk to your supervisor? Because I don't think I'm getting satisfaction from you anywhere.
Okay. Like, if you can review the package, and as you said, the social media, like the Facebook page design. And
look, my friend, I'm not going to pay you any more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so don't try to squeeze any more money, and just don't do that kind of game playing with me, please.
Okay, so let's do it this way. Like else discussed with your son, let me just go ahead and provide you with all the source files of your website, and then you and we are good with it.
Yeah. So okay, now here is look at the. Look at what I agreed with the network. Okay, silver website package.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything in it, and it doesn't say me that I have to pay you, because there is nothing. It says that I have to pay you extra.
But
look at that silver website package.
Mm-hmm. But still, you can't read the package which you're getting. And if there's something which says the migration of the website is included, so definitely I can go ahead and do that for you. But for now, like as we already discussed about each and everything that you want the payment merchant, that you want the shipping merchant to be added, and as discussed with your son, I can go ahead and provide you with the source files of your website. So it means that you will be getting the 100% ownership of your website along with all the details.
Oh, the 100% ownership right is already guaranteed by you in that right there.
Yeah, this is what I'm giving you.
But here you said 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and that is not I'm getting.
So what should I do so you will feel that
you just connect like integrate everything like you're supposed to be doing. So my website is ready to go. And
okay.
Without trying to squeeze more money out of me.
Yeah, I can just do one thing for you only, just for giving you the 100% satisfaction. I can go ahead and have Peter to connect your domain name with the hosting, because it just takes like us to 5 to 10 minutes to connect your domain name. But to migrating your sales files with our company, this is not I can do for you without any fee. So I can go ahead and give you the favor just to give you the 100% satisfaction to connect your domain name, which is PateoHotelHistory.com, with your hosting server, and as well as we'll be giving you the source files of your website, okay? I hope this will make you 100% satisfied.
No, it won't. It will make me 30% satisfaction. So then I will go into the other side and tell you that you guys were trying to squeeze more money out of me.
Like,
and that won't be good for you if I put that in the in everywhere.
Like I already explained to you each and everything, this is what I can do for you, and this is what I cannot.
And I can even write to the Trustpilot right now.
For what?
For, you know, you're not putting my complete website, you're not integrating anything, and there is nothing in that says that I have to pay extra for it.
Yeah, like as I said, I'm not going to charge you to connect your domain name, and as well as giving you the source files, so it means that you're not paying for any single thing.
So how could I get my website ready to go?
Like as I said, we will be going ahead and connect your domain with the hosting. It means that your domain will be pointed with the hosting server, and the files will be handed over to you as soon as the development is completed.
Okay. So you want to leave me hanging with the not satisfied, huh? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And listen, I don't know where you guys operate from, but doesn't look like you operate from in San Jose. Because you're operating from international somewhere and trying to squeeze money out of people. And if I had known you guys were internationally based somewhere, I wouldn't have gone with you. Because I want somebody who is in San Jose, and they promised me you guys are in San Jose. But you are not in San Jose.
We are.
No, you have some website in somewhere in India or somewhere.
No. How do you say that?
Because the way you guys are having an American name and you are Indians.
Oh, but at the end of the day, you're getting your website, right?
But I'm not getting my website. You're handing me in the balance.
No, I'm not. Like, this is what I said. I agreed what you said. So we'll be giving you each and everything which you're asking for without any fee.
Yeah, and there is nothing that says that I have to pay you fees for integration. It doesn't say anything.
Yes.
It's right here. Now, can you read it? It says 100% money back guaranteed. So maybe I should ask for my money back. 100% unique design guarantee, ownership right, YouTube design, Twitter page design. Where is all that? Facebook design.
Your website, Facebook design, Twitter design, YouTube design will be with us as soon as we are done with the job on your website. So there is no money will be involved in your website, and as well as will we go ahead and integrate your point your domain with the hosting server, and as well as all the requested revisions which you gave to Peter, we can go ahead and get that done for you in the next 24 to 46 hours. And we'll be giving you the complete live website without any additional fee. Just because of just to giving you the 100% satisfaction. Along with that, I will be looking for the review from your side, which is...
I will only give you review. I will knock you dead if you don't give me my complete satisfaction.
Yeah, this is just because of this. Just because of the sake of...
Yeah, just integrate everything by the from it. Because here nothing it says that I have to pay you extra. Actual price $11.99, discounted price $600, one-time payment, and it doesn't tell me that I have to charge you. And you have been time and again you are trying to squeeze more money. And one thing, you know, I was a sales manager all my life. If I tell $1,200 and then 2 days later I reduce it to $200, I have no integrity and honesty and no reputation. So this is what you guys did. That's why I didn't want to go with you guys to host my thing with you, because you started with and so this is the other way of trying to get more money out of me, and I didn't like that.
Okay, thank you so much for giving us the suggestion, and we'll be looking into this as well, and we'll make sure that these kind of things will not be happening again with or any of the customer. So I think I right now, just for the 100% satisfaction, I'm giving you everything with any additional extra fee. So it means
okay,
that
just put my life, put my life, and then I will give you in the Trustpilot and everywhere I'll get you, because Peter has been more than a gentleman. He has been nice, and he has put up with all my delay and all my inexperience, and he has been very nice, and I really like the man, and I think he's a asset to your company, and he has never raised his voice or told me, I'm not doing this, and he has been more than honest, and I like that, and that's one reason I continue. Okay, so where we are now?
We are just waiting for the revisions, which you basically discussed with Peter, and then we are good with it to get your website live and everything up and running on search engine.
Okay. What about the integration and all that?
Integration is already I'm giving you, but I've discussed with your son that you guys are already getting the payment merchant security with hosting servers, so I think this is the only thing, and we are good with it now.
So you okay with that?
I mean, what do you want to do? They either migrate it or we have to migrate ourselves. So
why don't you migrate it so we can just get my thing was ready?
Just to...
Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Sorry, give us 1 second. Thanks.
Sure.
Okay, are you going to migrate it over to GoDaddy for us?
Yeah, just because of giving 100% satisfaction.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So I will send you I'll give you the login, and then you let me know whenever that's done.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Anything else? Can you please take Mahinder over the phone as well?
Yeah, let me give it back to him. Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, hey, Mahinder. So.
Yes.
Did you satisfied now?
Yeah, as long as you do everything right without squeezing more money, I'm happy.
Oh, perfect. So this is something just I am doing for you just because of to make you 100% satisfied with our services. So in the future, you will be giving us more business as well.
I will. And, I will continue. And autopilot, I asked for that in you. Send me the website and... I was waiting for everything, and I'll give you 110% satisfaction.
Okay, perfect. You should promise me you will be giving the 5-star review.
I will. I promise you,
along with mentioning
with all my honesty and integrity, that
okay.
I will not. As long as you guys hold the bargain and not try to squeeze more money out of me. Yeah.
Okay, perfect, sir. We'll make sure that this is not going to happen again with you or
okay,
with
okay, thank you. Tell him. And one thing you guys would need to know that if you give a price and you can't reduce it half next day and then keep reducing it, that lose your credibility. Because I was a sales manager and I stick by my price. If you want it, you buy it at my price or don't buy.
So what, like in which industry
it is not like an Indian bazaar where you say, oh, potatoes are 10 cents a pound, and if the guy goes away, you reduce it to 3 cents a pound. That's not the way to do business that way.
And what industry you basically serve for your sales?
I worked for General Motors for
General Motors.
35 years.
Oh.
And I was sales manager, so I knew how to deal with this.
Okay, so I will make sure that, like, or sales.
Just integrate everything, and then as soon as it's done, I'll get you the autopilot, and I will have you review it before I send it.
You already gave us the review before as well?
No, I have not. I said I will review it, and I will send you before I sent it to them.
Okay, perfect.
So that way, you know, I'll do the best I could.
Okay,
and just integrate everything, just make it perfect for me, and then I will recommend you to other people as well.
Oh, perfect. Sure. Thank you very much for this, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.